Whoa. Thanks for tuning in with Miss Lyrae. Y'all know I'm back with another podcast. And this is the day that I want to talk about five exclusive topics. First, starting out with ASAP Rocky. Y'all know he's locked up right now in Sweden. And we know that Donald Trump and Kim K and Kanye have all teamed up to try to free him. So we're going to talk about that today. I also want to switch it up to inner peace. I want to talk about some things that, you know, are different from just hip hop. I want to talk about things that can help heal us, because that is my whole goal with Miss Lyrae's channel. I want to make sure that I can give something to the world as it returns back to me positively. Also, I want to talk about the hot and new upcoming artist, Tierra Whack. I mean, she's new to y'all, but she ain't new to me. She's been killing the XXL freestyle. She did one last year, murdered it. She did one this year, murdered it. And I mean, if you go on her page, on her Instagram page, Tierra Whack, you will see that she is the up and coming new, one of the best female rappers that's gonna hit the stage. Now, let's get it right. I am still a Nicki fan. Anybody that knows me know I love Nicki Minaj. I've been tuning in with Nicki Minaj at least more than 8 years. At least respect it. But at the end of the day, I'm still in support of any woman out here trying to do it. You just gotta do it the right way. So we'll talk about Tierra Whack, how I feel about her. Let's switch it over to supporting yours. I feel like, you know, we as a black community, we got to support ours. There are a lot of black entrepreneurs out here. And if you want to drop a tagline to me and let me know if you want me to drop your business that you are trying to have up and coming, let me know. I will drop it on this podcast, because I believe in what? Supporting yours. Last topic of the day, the fifth topic. Woo! Meek Mill is free. Meek Mill has been freed from probation. It has been announced on Instagram, on many platforms, that the judge has now freed him from probation. I am so happy. Let's clap it up for Meek Mill. He's been going through it for a long time, and he is now free. Meek Mill also has teamed up with Jay-Z, and now we are talking about DC. What is that? Dream Chasers, tagging it up with Roc Nation. So I just want to talk about these topics. Let's get to it. Thank you again for tuning in with Miss Lyrae. Y'all can follow me at all lowercase, MISS_LA_RAE. And you can always catch me on there. If you want to see my podcast, go on to that Instagram page. And I also like to post stories, so you can always get my thoughts and my provisions as I speak to the world about the things that Miss Lyrae is thinking and what she got on her brain. Now let's talk about the first topic that I just gave y'all, ASAP Rocky. Who is ASAP Rocky? For all you know, ASAP Rocky has a whole gang. It's called ASAP. He has a team of ASAP Ferg and everybody else that considered themselves ASAP. ASAP has had a lot of great accolades in his music industry. He has been able to put out a lot of music. He's been able to work with a lot of the greatest artists. But right now, we're not talking about anything but justice for his rights. He went to Sweden to try to get out there and perform and do what he does best. And unfortunately, he was harassed. Now, unfortunately, a lot of black men in our community go through this, and especially our black artists. They are always being harassed, and it seems like it's a lot of what you call haters out here. So he went to Sweden. They locked him up. He's been locked up for some time now. If you have not been watching, they are all on the blogs. You can check out The Shade Room. You can check out XXL. You can check out any other blog that is out there on social media. And it is known that ASAP Rocky is in Sweden. He is locked up. Now, recently, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, they both teamed up with our president, Donald Trump, and they are trying to get him free. Recently, they spoke with the leader over there to try to get him to free ASAP. But unfortunately, it has been determined that ASAP Rocky will still remain in jail, and they are still trying to accuse him of being guilty. So I'm not really sure what you guys think about this, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I think it's pure BS. I really think that ASAP is innocent. I also feel like it's a hard place to be in. I mean, you're in a foreign country. You're not in your own country. You can't have like visitors that you know, like your own family. ASAP Ferg, one of his counterparts in the ASAP gang, has, and I'm not talking about a gang for real, I'm talking about his music group. Just to be clear, because I don't want it to seem like this is all about gangs and I'm about violence on my podcast. But he has shouted out a lot of love. Shout out to ASAP Ferg for standing by his music brother. And what we all should do is stand beside each other. So thank you, ASAP Ferg, for doing that. Donald Trump, you know, a lot of people have been giving Donald Trump flack. They're saying, oh, Donald Trump is just trying to get his clout for being able to save the African-American community. Now, they also say Kim Kardashian, because she is not an African-American, is doing the same. I get to the point of thinking this. Does it really matter? I mean, come on, guys. Does it really matter who went to try to get ASAP out of jail in Sweden? Does it matter? Does it matter the race? Or does it just matter that there was somebody out here trying to save this man from being in jail? I agree that sometimes people do things to be seen. I agree that sometimes people do things just to be heard. Sometimes presidents do things just to get their votes so they can get right back in office the next term. But I do not feel that we should look at it that way, because I feel like ASAP is definitely in a predicament that he needs this type of help. And it doesn't matter. We are the U.S. We stand strong together. If we can't stand strong together, then everyone else must be against us. So free ASAP Rocky. Shout out to those who are trying to help him. Shout out to those that are keeping him lifted up in prayers. I too will keep him lifted up in prayers, and I hope you all will as well. And I hope that eventually this will turn around for his good. Okay. Next topic that I discuss, inner peace. Now, a lot of people struggle with inner peace. And I started my post, my stories on my Instagram channel about this, or my Instagram page, I'm sorry. And what I did was, I have struggled too, as everybody else, with things that capture our minds and master our minds and take our minds to a level that we shouldn't really allow it to, right? And it has caused us to be depressed. It has caused anxiety for some of us. Sometimes it even reaches suicide. And I just want to help somebody out there. So that's exactly what this podcast is going to be a lot about. It's going to be a lot about me taking my own inner issues, putting them out there in the world, researching how to overcome them, and sharing with you guys how to overcome them. Because I think that we all can overcome a lot of things if we just come together, share the knowledge, share ways to get through it and get past it, and be better people. So inner peace is one of those things that I learned that you have to have on your own. No one can give you inner peace. One way that I reach inner peace is I like to serve the Heavenly Father. I know that everybody doesn't have a specific, you know, religion that relates to mine. I'm a Christian, and I don't mean to downplay anyone's religion, so I respect anyone who has their own. But for me, that is my way to gain inner peace. I feel like if I am not walking with him, if I am not talking with him, if I am not serving him, then I am not emulating inner peace. Now, one of the songs that I love that keeps me at inner peace is a song by Tasha Cobbs. And it is, You Know My Name. In that song, it is times where I may feel like I don't really feel like anyone hears me. I may not feel like anyone sees me. I may feel like I'm lost. I may feel like I'm the only one that cares about me. But one thing I can know for certain when I hear that song, again, it's by Tasha Cobbs, and it's called You Know My Name on her latest album. That song always takes me to a level of inner peace, because it reminds me that no matter what, God is always walking with me. He's always talking with me. He always knows my name. No matter how much I may not do right in his eyes, he still forgives. So inner peace also is that. For me also, inner peace is being able to do the things that you love. Love on yourself. Love on you. Because if nobody else loves you, then you can't take yourself to a place of downturns and downfalls. You have to love yourself so much that even if nobody else loves you, you know you love you. You know God loves you. And so it doesn't even matter if no one else does. Inner peace is also when you are sitting in turmoil. You are sitting in absolute turmoil. Everything seems wrong. You know, bills aren't being paid as they should. Job opportunities are not coming to you like you wish. You know, your goals are not being reached. Inner peace says, but I'm still here. I'm still surviving. I'm still thriving. I still will make it one day. I just have to keep going and know that one day I will be able to say I did it. So have inner peace in knowing that everything for you will be okay. All right? That's all I want to talk about for inner peace. Didn't want to go too long. I don't want to seem like I'm preaching to everybody out here, but I did want to share some things that I think helps me. And I really, really hope that those things can help those of you who are struggling with inner peace. Even meditate if you have to. Sometimes you have to take yourself into solitude, shut the world out, and allow yourself to come to a calm place. And when you come to that calm place, then you can feel as if you are back to normal when all around you is starting to fail. All right, my next topic that I listed is Tierra Whack. Now, she's an up-and-coming artist, female artist, new to some. You know, I ain't gonna say old to all, but more well-known to all. And I'm gonna spell her name because I really think she deserves the credit where credit is due. Her name is Tierra Whack. First name is spelled T-I-E-R-R-A. Last name is spelled W-H-A-C-K. All right? Tierra Whack has been killing the game. She is an authentic freestyler. She has been on XXL 2 years in a row and has murdered the scene. Last year, she killed it with so many prolific lines. It was just like your ears were being fed. And then her second year, she comes on XXL, talking about this year. Go look on XXL's page if you have not taken a look. She killed it then. But this time, she went a cappella. Now, that's crazy to me because a lot of times, sometimes you need a beat to stay on flow. Sometimes you need a beat to get your thoughts in order, right? But Tierra Whack went a cappella this year. And I mean, I was not disappointed. I said, now hold up. When I watched her, I said, is Tierra Whack really going a cappella, no beat? And yes, she went a cappella, no beat. So I'm just saying, guys, like, for somebody to be able to go that far with their freestyles, that lets me know that this woman is nothing but talented beyond talented. Shout out to you, Tierra Whack. Clap it up for Tierra Whack. Woo! Follow her on Instagram. Of course, it is just simply Tierra Whack. She is the, in my mind, and I could be reaching, but I don't feel like I'm reaching. She is the young Erykah Badu with the mic. And I don't know if anybody disagrees with that. Drop a comment when I post this and let me know what you think. Is Tierra Whack the next Erykah Badu? Or am I putting a title on her? Now, I'm not trying to take away from her own identity, her own, you know, self ambitions, because she has done a good amount of things in such a short amount of time. So I'm not going to take it from her that Tierra Whack is that chick, right? But I'm just saying she reminds me of the legendary Erykah Badu. Now, Erykah Badu, I don't think would disagree with this. She recently posted a picture of her listening to Tierra Whack and supporting Tierra Whack. She even added her Instagram name on the picture that she posted. Y'all can go check that out. It's on Instagram. I'm pretty sure it's on Erykah Badu's page. If it's not, it's floating out there somewhere. So I don't think I'm far-fetched. Her style. Let's talk about Tierra Whack's style. Not just her lyrical talents, but her style. She takes colors and mixes them together. She takes different textures of attire and mixes them together. And she really is so freaking creative about it. She makes her makeup match that same type of cuisine. And I just feel like that is someone that really is one in her own. She is not following any model. She's not following any guidebook to female rap. She's just being exclusively Tierra Whack. Now, I think that's a lot coming from me. For anybody that knows me, I am typically a Nicki Minaj fan. Now, it's a lot of female rappers out here. Shout out to all the female rappers. I'm all about women's empowerment. I'm all about lifting up women who are trying to do something, especially those that have the same color as me. You know what I'm talking about. I support us. So, you know, I'm not really trying to make it seem like she's the only female rapper out here doing things. I just heard the freestyle on XXL's freestyle situation where we had Rico Nasty. Now, I think Rico Nasty's freestyle was rather nasty, and I feel like she killed it too. I feel like her style is very, very unique as well. But I must say my favorite new female artist right now is Tierra Whack. I'm still a Nicki Minaj fan. Anybody that knows me know I've been blasting Nicki since the mixtape days. I ain't gonna stop, won't stop. Haters always on the clock, but I never drop. Now, I just feel like that's my whole spiel on Tierra Whack. I feel like y'all should go check her out. She is going to be a problem. Yeah, give it up for Tierra Whack. All right, next up, again, I got to get back to me putting out my thoughts, right? The next topic that I did list to y'all was support us. Support yours, right? What I mean by that is, I'm going to get real specific. When I say support yours, when I say support us, I want yours to be in all caps. I want us to be in all caps. And the reason why I say that is because it ain't enough of us. Say it again, all caps. It ain't enough of us. Say it again, all caps. Supporting us. Say it again, all caps. Right? I feel like it's a lot of young black, I said the word, young black entrepreneurs out here really trying to get it, really trying to build, really trying to have something of their own. And I call that legacy. The reason why is because we are here to grow, to build, and to leave something, an imprint that everybody can be proud of. And I must say I'm proud of all caps us, because we are out here really doing it. You know, there are people out here making soaps. There are people out here making product for skin. There are people out here making and building technology. There are people out here making their own businesses boom. But it ain't enough of all caps us supporting all caps us. And what I mean by that is, if your friend owns a business, support it. Buy their product. Go visit their store if they have a physical location. Go visit their website if they have one. Go visit their Instagram page and like everything up, because the support is much needed. If we can go to Walmart, if we can go to Target, if we can go to Food Lion, if we can go to Gucci, Prada, Louis, people that ain't even in the U.S., all caps, then we can support us in the U.S., all caps. So I just want to say, support your people, support your people's businesses. If you got a friend, don't skip your friend to go buy from the next man down the street. Support your friend that's right on your block. Support your friend that's right in your circle. Support your friend that's right on your job. People out here working 9-to-5s and still trying to grind. Support them. And I just want to say, let's clap it up for the ones that's out here trying to get it. I clap it up because it's too many white-owned businesses and not enough black-owned businesses. And I feel like it's necessary for us as a black culture to come together as one and bring this thing as one. So I just want to say support yours and support what? All caps us. That's all I want to say on that. All right. Now, before I end my podcast, I want to say thank you for tuning in. You can always reach me on Miss LA underscore RAE. Miss is spelled M-I-S-S and all is lowercase. I do drop stories on my Instagram to uplift my people and uplift my followers. If you do not follow me now, you can follow me today. Miss LA underscore RAE. Miss LaRae. Now, my last topic of the day, Meek Mill has become a free man. Drop the mic, moment of silence. Meek Mill has become a free man. Now, I'm gonna clap it up for Meek Mill. Clap it up for Meek. Woo! Meek has been serving us music from Philly, from the hood, from the trenches, as he likes to say. I'm a Meek Mill fan. I listen to Meek Millie a lot. And I think Meek Millie got some real raw lyrics and material that is so true and so close to us, capital U.S., that we can relate to him so much. And a lot of black men who've been locked down in the pen, I know you can relate to him too. So I am thankful that he was able to get justice for his situation. Anybody that doesn't know about Meek Mill's case, it's been going on for a long time now. I'm pretty sure you've seen it in the blogs. I'm sure you've seen it on Instagram. I'm sure you've seen it on other platforms, right? So the whole situation is he was charged with a gun case. And it happened many years ago. I feel like he's overdue with this freedom. But he has served. He's been in jail multiple times for this charge. I think he was, 18 or 19 years old when he got charged with this case. And the judge that has charged him with this, it has not really given him any chance to just be freed from it. I'm not for sure, but I think Meek Mill is at least in his younger 30s. So you're talking about over 10 years of, I like to call it modern day slavery. Because no matter what Meek Mill does, it's always that he is being watched. He's always being ridiculed, and he's always being considered a criminal. Meek Mill has a son, and he is so cute. He provides for his family. He always tries to put positive reformations into the culture, into the world. He has teamed up with a lot of people, such as Jay-Z and others who are looking for black reformation, especially with the criminal justice system. And I find it so amazing that he has been given an opportunity to finally be free. Clap it up for Meek Mill for now finally being free. Woo! All right. Now, not only has he been free, this is Meek Mill year. Meek Mill also just teamed up with the greatest rapper alive. Y'all might disagree, but that's my opinion. And this is my podcast, so I get to say what I want. Jay-Z, all right, Sean Carter. Jay-Z teamed up with Meek Mill recently, and he has teamed up Roc Nation with Dream Chasers, also known as DC. And now they are putting their labels together to even create a bigger movement in the music industry. I mean, that's huge to me because I've always liked Jay. Jay-Z is like my top rapper on my top five list. I don't know what your top five is. Feel free to share. You know, Jay-Z might be your fifth. Jay-Z might not make the list, but he's definitely on my top five. I've got Pac and then I got Jay. So I'm all about Jay-Z winning. And I feel like him and Meek Mill teaming up together was prolific, profound, extraordinary, magnificent. Why? Not just because of the music industry and what it can do, but also because it's two black entrepreneurs. We just talked about that. Supporting one another. So I'm all about the what? Supporting us, capital US movement. And to see them supporting each other means that they are supporting capital US us. So I am so proud of them for coming together, being two black businessmen who really want to see each other win, who really can help other young black businessmen, other black musicians. And I'm not just talking about males, I'm talking about females as well. So shout out to them for bringing this together. I am extraordinarily excited to see what's going to come from it. I am pretty sure it's going to be authentic. I'm pretty sure it's going to be flabbergastingly awesome. And I just made up a word, but that's okay. But I just want you guys to tune in and start seeing this blow. I feel like it's going to glow up. And I'm really proud of them. So shout out to Jay-Z, shout out to Hovi, shout out to Sean Carter, shout out to the GOAT, as I like to call him, and Meek Mill for really teaming up and making a big business move. Shout out to Jay. Clap it up for Jay and Meek Mill. Yeah. So that concludes the podcast. Thanks for tuning in with Miss La Ray. I have brought to you 5 topics today. The first one was Meek Mill and Jay-Z teaming up. The second one was Tierra Whack. The third one was Inner Peace. The other one was Support Capital US and Support Us. And also we talked about ASAP Rocky, Free ASAP. So drop some comments. Let me know what you think about this first show on my podcast. I've been doing some Instagram stories, and now I want to turn this into a podcast. I feel like it helps people. I want to keep you informed about what's going on. I'm not just going to talk about hip-hop. I'm not just going to talk about rap. But one thing I will keep in my podcast is something that can help you all stay uplifted. All right? So there'll be something different. I hope you guys keep tuning in. And again, thank you again for tuning in with Miss La Ray. See you on another one. Thank you.